this is something that I've taken up again with Ishgairn this week. I believe it could be the seventh time for businesses over the last 12 months. And again, this week we've seen a water outage in Ballysadare, and not only affected many of the estates and residents in Ballysadare, but also affected businesses. And it's affecting how they trade now. It's extremely disappointing. They've been in touch with me this week and they're very frustrated. You know, they pay water bills, they pay rates, and having water going off for essential uses such as hair salons and cafes and supermarkets, that's not sustainable. And it's really disappointing that Ishgairn haven't notified them, and communication has been poor around this, in particular to the business community and to residents in Ballysadare. It's not good enough. Ballysadare is a town that has considerably grown in recent years and likely to into the future, and this water issue needs to be got to the bottom of.
Presumably this is perhaps maybe a kick in the teeth to residents in Ballysadare, given the fact that we're just only weeks after the controversy surrounding the numerous potholes that were caused by works done by Irish Water. What works were done then, Councillor Walsh? They obviously didn't solve the problems that are ongoing in Ballysadare.
Yeah, look, at that particular point before Christmas, there was a large burst in Ballysadare in the town itself. The road had to be taken up at that point. But this week, we've had the water outage again. We're not clear on what has happened. You know, essential works had to be taken, had to take place this week, and communication was poor around that. The businesses were left without water, and it's not acceptable that we have a situation in 2026 where businesses are concerned about the possibility of even having to close early on days like this now going forward. They have had to do it in the past. They have had to shut down some of their equipment, and really and truly Ishgairn need to be forthcoming with what is the problem here, how are they going to deal with it, have they a plan, and they need to rectify the issues that are now constant issues in Ballysadare in terms of water supply.